For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. The electric scooter service Lime is urging its users to reach out to Mayor Valérie Plante and other councillors responsible for urban mobility and tell them how much they appreciate the electric scooters. The company has embarked on this step to keep its business prospects alive in Montreal, according to the Gazette. The e-scooter sharing service started in Montreal as a pilot project a month ago. The city of Montreal has been dissatisfied with the improperly parked vehicles, which are often left out of bounds on sidewalks and in parks. To encourage proper usage, Lime requires riders to take a picture of where they park their e-scooter at the end of their ride. However, non-compliant users are not fined, as the photos are only used for analytical purposes. The e-scooter pilot project runs until November 15th, after which the city will decide whether or not to renew Lime's permit next spring.
We've done a lot together these past 4 years, but the truth is, we're just getting started. So Canadians have an important choice to make. Will we go back to the failed policies of the past, or will we continue to move forward? That's the choice. It's that clear, and it's that important.
With these words, Liberal leader Justin Trudeau triggered the official launch of the federal election campaign. Trudeau arrived at Rideau Hall in Ottawa to ask Governor General Julie Payette to dissolve Parliament, launching the 43rd general election campaign. The vote is to be held on October 21st. Trudeau immediately faced questions about the lingering SNC-Lavalin scandal that could cut support for his Liberal Party. He sidestepped any questions related to that file. In international news, Arab leaders have denounced Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to annex large areas of Palestinian territories, calling it a stunt that would, quote, kill all chances for peace. Netanyahu said he would permanently annex a third of the West Bank if he gets re-elected. He made the announcement in front of a large map showing Israeli sovereignty extending over the vast majority of the Jordan Valley. The international community considers Israeli settlements illegal under international law. The annexation would put an end to fading hopes for a Palestinian state. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.